Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
William Warnick, want to speak with Andrew?
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
This is Andrew with Endurance.
Yeah, hey, Andrew. I just got done talking to your brother. My name is Will, and you're the business owner.
Yes, sir.
Right. So, yeah, I'm over here at Local Splash, and just wanted to reach out to you about about getting you to the front page of Google for the keywords in your area. I'm sure you've used Google in the past to search for different services. I actually seen you have a Google listing. Do you have somebody handling that right now, or?
Yeah, I've already got an advertising company that I'm working with who's developing our SEO and getting us more visibility online, and we're running Google Ads and doing a lot of that stuff already.
Okay, I gotcha. How long have you been with them?
Well, we started back in December. They're a local company called Underground Creative, and they've done a really great job for us in building us our website and kind of getting us off the ground. So I'm probably not interested in doing anything else at this point. And I already, in addition to that, started utilizing Angie's List for more leads with them separately. So I've already invested quite a bit of money and have a lot going on.
Okay. I gotcha. If you don't mind, just like a ballpark, you don't have to give me an exact number, but like around how much are you paying them per month?
I pay them a $50 fee every month for host. And then as far as the SEO and the Google Ads and a lot of that, it depends on how many clicks I get and how many leads come in through that. And if somebody actually calls through some of those leads, then I pay per call. And I'm not exactly sure what the amount is right now, but I don't know.
That sounds like the quote-unquote Google guaranteed, where they hit quote and then it goes through to you. Okay. Right. So per click it does depend, right? It depends on how many clicks. Same with every time you get a lead from Google guaranteed, pretty much it's goes through. As far as sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think I'm at $25 a call or something like that.
Oh, wow. Okay. As far as your local SEO, just because if you get to the front page of Google, there's no need for Google Ads. I mean, you can always have it as just an extra, but I mean, your name would already be there as,
right,
reviewed and so on and so forth, right? You'd save a lot of money just by doing local SEO, right? Let me see, because you've been with them for 3 months now, and you're based in, what was it again? I had it up earlier. Richland, Washington. Let me just see.
Yeah, in the Tri-City area.
Richland, Washington. And you're mainly known for, construction? Roofing and construction, right? But what do you mainly do? What's your main business? Is it roofing or construction?
Yeah, residential roofing is our bailiwick, but we also take on siding, decking, and porch additions and everything. I can do framing and post wraps and soffits and fascia and ceilings and all that stuff. So pretty much anything on the outside of the house, I can tackle. I'm trying to stay away from drywall and tape and mud and trim and all the garbage on the inside. I just don't even want to get into it.
Right. And it already looks like you're getting, because I'm one of the honest ones, I guess you could say. You are on the front page. There's a lot of liars out there, but I don't like doing that. It doesn't make me feel good. But anyways, Yeah, I do see it. You're like, you're on the first page, not like the first page, like, you know, like if you hit like roofing, WW, whatever, but if somebody was to click on more businesses because they want to see like more variety, you are technically on the first page. That's what that's called.
Okay.
It really would all just come down to like price, I guess, in that case. Like if you feel like you're spending too much money, right? Because for us, like the local SEO and all that, and I don't know exactly everything that covers. It's like, it's kind of like talking to the secretary at like a surgeon place, and you know, you want to talk to the surgeon to get exactly what's going on. But like for us, it's about $15 to $18 a day, right? But that's getting you the front page of Google. That's helping with the website. I'm not sure exactly everything that it all entails, but $15 to $18 an hour. Or a day.
You guys,
sorry, not an hour.
Quick, no, you're fine. Quick question. Is it a completely separate search engine when people are using, like, their Google Maps and they search in, like, roofers near me or whatever? And is all that stuff through Yelp? Is that who's doing that?
Oh, no. That's all Google. Google Maps, it's pretty much... Google Maps, especially if you're looking for something like that, like a business or something, it's pretty much the same as if you were to just go to, like, the regular Google page and just enter, hey, construction near me. It doesn't matter whether you're on Google Maps or Google. In general, that's what's going to happen. Now, if it's near me, go ahead.
Yeah. What about Apple Maps? Is that different?
I can't
think
of
that. Like on your iPhone, it's a different... you know, GPS system for iPhones.
Instead of using
Google Maps, it uses Apple Maps.
Right. I would assume it's pretty much the same. Like, pretty much all of these services nowadays use Google, at least as a search engine, right? But I can't completely 100% speak on that, no.
Can I give you my email and then have you send me, you know, the name of your company and what you guys offer, so I have that for my records. And if I need to do more or I want to switch who I'm working with, I've got that information.
Mm-hmm. So here's, I can do something even better, right? So what I can do is I can call over to one of my directors and they can guide you through everything that we have to offer. Like I said, you're kind of talking to the secretary almost at this point. I don't consider myself that, but if you talk to my director or whatever, who's in charge of prices, who could probably even cut you a better deal, I think that would be at least worth the conversation. So if you just got a little bit longer, they can talk you through it, and that way at least you would have a good reference of like, hey, you know, this sounds good, and then maybe even talk to the other company and see what comes with that. So
yeah, I'm always open to more information.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. So yeah, so let's just do this. I just have to, as far as, like, how far are you willing to travel for, like, a new client?
So I'm in the Tri-City area, and we're already looking at branching out as far as, like, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. So it's, like, up to 200 miles.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So about 200 miles. And you can still handle more business, obviously, or else we wouldn't be having this conversation. But and you said, I'm sorry, what was that for your service area? You said how much?
Like 200, 250 miles.
Wow, that's a lot. I mean, roofing does bring in a lot of money, though. So,
like if I get the job out of town, I tack onto my bid the cost of an Airbnb and gas.
Mm-hmm.
And I can still stay pretty competitive with my prices, even tacking on the cost of those out-of-town jobs. And right now, my problem is I've got plenty of requests for employees. I've got a stack of applications, but I can't hire anybody right now because I'm not booked out far enough.
I gotcha. Yeah,
so I've only got 3 employees on my crew, and I've got a full-time sales guy, and I, as the owner right now, I'm on every job providing training and quality control. So once my foreman is good at the training and quality control, and I can trust him to train my new hires and do that well and maintain the quality, then I can kind of step out of that role.
Yeah.
So I'm just developing my first crew.
Hey, good for you, man. That's what it's all about. Once you get that off the ground and you get a couple of trusted guys out there and then they can run their own crews, it's game over. You know what I mean? You got everything that you need to have your – you can kind 100%. Of just be behind the scenes. You know what I mean? That's what all business owners – most business owners strive to have. So I applaud you on that. And you're the sole owner, I'm guessing, right?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So, I'm just going to grab my director real quick. All right, like I said, I think we had a deal going on recently, so maybe we can, have a nice conversation. We'll go from there. And you can do, you said you're mainly residential, right? Do you do commercial at all? Or?
Not yet. No, I don't have guys that are trained on TPO and single membrane application. I've got one guy that knows a little bit, but I don't have the crew to take on, like, a large commercial job. You know, if the local Fred Meyer wants to redo their roof or whatever, I can't handle jobs that are that big. And there's a whole other set of rules and regulations from labor and industries and liability when you take on a big job like that. And I'm not ready for the headache. And if anything goes wrong, I couldn't absorb setbacks on a big job like that. That's getting that out ahead of myself right now.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, that'll all come in time, I'm sure. So eventually you'll get into, like, the tar roofing and all that kind of stuff. I did roofing for, like, a little while, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, hardly anybody does tar roofing. It's all torch down, or it's single membrane, like TPO. There's another product called EPDM. So that's what they're using on flat roofs now. And they all go on with adhesive and fasteners, and then you have to weld all the seams, and they're pretty specialized products, and they require some experience and training from your crew to do it right, and you don't want to get callbacks on those big jobs.
Yeah,
so,
I gotcha.
It's a whole nother ball of wax, yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, so I'm dialing them in. But if we could generate more business for you and get you the kind of results that you're looking for, I'm sure you would consider moving forward with us today, perhaps, right?
Yeah, I'm willing to know what my options are. Yeah.
All right, brother. All right, I'm going to let them in, and just 1 second.
No problem.
All right, thank you, Will. Appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hi, my name is Chris. Who did I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Andrew Kissman with
Andrew.
Endurance Roofing and Construction.